Section 8.6, Required Vehicle Safety Equipment. Brakes. Your car must have two braking systems. Each must be able to stop the car alone. The parking brake or emergency brake should be strong enough to hold the car on any hill. This is a manual brake and operated by a separate pedal or a pull handle. Please refer to your owner's manual to determine which kind of emergency brake your car is equipped with. It must set after parking and be released before moving the car. It may be used to help stop the car if the other brakes fail. If you do need to stop the car, work the parking brake gradually to prevent locking up the wheels and sending the car out of control. In addition to working the parking brake, release your foot from the accelerator and downshift to slow the car down. The other braking system is a hydraulic fluid braking system, or sometimes called power-assisted brakes. Applying the foot pedal located next to the accelerator or gas pedal activates the system. Maximum pressure on this type of braking system can cause brake lockup and cause the vehicle to start skidding, resulting in loss of control. To prevent this from happening, you must pump the brakes while maintaining control of the car. You must apply enough pressure to get maximum braking without skidding. Some vehicles have what is called ABS, or anti-locking braking system, a system which will not allow the brakes to lock up. In an emergency situation, you must put your foot on the brake and not release it, or as I say, lay on them and stay on them. If you do this with ABS brakes, you will feel a vibration coming from the brakes that means the brakes are doing their job. They are basically pumping the brakes for you. ABS is very good on wet roadways or roadways with less than normal or little friction. The hydraulic system using brake fluid needs to be checked periodically. Once again, check your owner's manual so that you know which braking system your car is optioned with. You are required to have your brakes in such a condition that at the speed indicated, you are able to stop within the yellow zone. However, it is much more beneficial to have your brakes in such a condition that you are able to stop in the green safety zone. Lights. Your car must have the following lights. Bright, high-beam headlights, which show objects 450 feet ahead. Dimmed, low-beam headlights, which show objects 150 feet ahead. Two red taillights mounted on the rear, visible from 1,000 feet. A white light that keeps the license plate visible from 50 feet, the plate must be kept clean. Two red stoplights seen from 300 feet in the daytime that must come on when the foot brake is pressed. Two white lights that indicate when you are backing up. Two amber lights that serve as your turn signals, which allow other motorists to know when and where you are turning. All vehicles, including animal-drawn vehicles, must have at least one white light visible from a distance of not less than 1,000 feet to the front. They must also have two red lights visible from a distance of not less than 1,000 feet to the rear, or one red light to the rear visible at 1,000 feet, and two red reflectors visible from all distances from 600 to 1,000 feet. Horn. Your vehicle must have a horn that can be heard from a distance of 200 feet. Windshield wiper. Your vehicle must have a windshield wiper in good working order for cleaning rain, snow, or other moisture from the windshield. Windshield must be safety glass and may not be covered or treated with any material that has the effect of making the windshield reflective or in any way non-transparent. It must be free of any stickers not required by law. Side windows may not be composed of, covered by, or treated with any material which has a highly reflective or mirrored appearance and reflects more than 35% of the light. Rear windows. When the rear window is composed of, covered by, or treated with any material which makes the window non-transparent, the vehicle must be equipped with side mirrors on both sides. Directional signals. You must have electrical turn signals if your vehicle measures more than 24 inches from the center of the top of the steering post to the left outside limit of the body, or when the distance from the steering post to the rear of the body or load is greater than 14 feet. Tires. Your tires should have visible tread of at least 2/32 of an inch across the base with no worn spots showing the ply. Smooth tires on wet roads contribute to serious crashes. Mirrors. Your car must have at least one rearview mirror which gives a view of the highway at least 200 feet to the rear. Exhaust systems. Your vehicle must have a good working exhaust system in constant operation at all times. This system must include a muffler, a manifold pipe, and a tailpipe that prevents excessive or unusual noise. There is a maximum level of noise that is legal in Florida. The exhaust system must prevent the escape of excessive fumes or smoke. Your vehicle must have proper equipment to prevent air pollution. Chapter 8 Footnotes. Footnote 1. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2004, Speeding, pages 1 through 5. Footnote 2. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2000, Speeding, page 2, most current data available. Footnote 3, NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2004, Overview, page 7. Footnote 4, NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2004, Speeding, pages 2, 3, and 5. Footnote 5, NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2004, School Transportation Related Crashes, pages 1 and 2.